Hey, thanks for pressing play. While we have you here, please consider subscribing to our YouTube channel. You can hit the subscribe button down below. This is the latest installment of the SoCal Sound Sessions. My name is Byron Gonzalez. You can also catch me on the air on 88.5 The SoCal Sound on the radio, on our website, thesocalsound.org, or on our free app. You can catch me on Bilingual Sounds every night at 10 p.m. And today we welcome Errol Phoenix. She is a favorite of mine. I play her on my show a lot. And we have her for a very short limited amount of time. So we took advantage that she was here in LA. She's a world traveler. She's been to Mexico, Berlin, all over Europe. So without further ado, we're going to get into a few songs that she recorded live here in studio. So enjoy.
Child, I used to play a lot of video games. Call my friends and say I'm on my way. I was addicted to the run and the chase. Before the war, all my neighbors were safe. But old seasons change and people fade to gray. Leaving dreams just to play it safe. I swear money ruins everything. You try to walk, but you're moving in vain. So who's winning the race? How you dealing with pain? You go from space to space to try and replace, but you're standing still in the same old place. You're feeling your shame and you try to maintain. And when you're almost there, you fall on your face, screaming, oh my God, help my case. Oh, I was made through lust and mistake. I think the condom broke, my mother was paid. She left me all alone to die in vain. My ex is the same, but he taught me lessons through pain. They try to take my life, my head in the sky. I'm screaming, oh Lord, why? There's gun on my mind. Oh, I'm amazed that I'm alive and okay. I said, who's running this race? I gotta take up my case, because all this pain feels so inhumane. I feel shame, I'd rather die than live this way. Humiliated and drained, I'm in everybody's way. Got nowhere to stay and I got nowhere to feel safe. To feel safe. Oh, I can't wait to feel safe. Oh, I can't wait to feel safe. I can't wait to be loved in the exact same way, in the exact same space.
Thank you.
addictions, but they help me out, so I'm conflicted. I keep on asking God for him to fix them, but he gave me all the tools. I ain't a victim. I'm drowning deep, feel it all on my shoulders. My self-esteem under war when I'm sober. We ask for help when it's already over. Wonder why we get no closure. But when you see yourself, do you like what you see? Yeah, when you see yourself, are you a mental slave, a king or a queen? And do you love yourself and the very life that you lead? Yeah, when you see yourself, are you in pain or can you be in grief? Sometimes you catch yourself on the dark side, and in the moments in your life that just don't go right, when they demoralize and crucify everything and every dream that's keeping you alive. And they don't know you, but they hate you. You're so consumed with everything around you, blinded by food. But who the hell are you? So when you see yourself, do you like what you see? Oh yeah, when you see yourself, are you a mental slave, a king or a queen? And do you love yourself and the very life that you lead? Oh yeah, when you see yourself, are you in pain or do you feel grief? Oh, do you feel your grief or do you feel your destiny? Yeah, do you feel your grief or do you feel your destiny? Are you in grief or do you feel your destiny? Your destiny.
All right, you just enjoyed a couple songs from Errol Phoenix, and now you're here in the interview portion. Thanks for making it out all the way here. I'm Byron Gonzalez again, and here in, right in front of me, we got Errol Phoenix. ¿Cómo estás?
Hey,
how are you?
Bien, bien. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you for coming all the way out here and performing these couple songs. You know, I've been a fan of yours for a while now, since you released your single, See Yourself, back in 2019, and you were quiet for a little bit. Can you elaborate a little bit on what was your process like between that quiet hours? Is that something you talk openly about? Is this something?
Yeah. I think, you know, I was like going to school at the time. I like started grad school. And then I think like, you know, in your 20s, you kind of go through this moment where you're trying to just figure out what you're going to do with your life. And I also think like the music industry can be a bit intimidating, especially like when you set certain expectations for yourself of like how you think things should be and stuff like that. So I was just like going through a lot. I was just like not all the way there, I guess. So yeah, I was just like, yeah, like I don't know if I'm going to do this music thing anymore. So I literally like stopped. I even like removed like some stuff off of, you know, streaming platforms. And yeah, I was just kind of like focusing on myself and really diving into school and really just trying to see if it's something that I really wanted to keep doing or, you know, but I'm back.
Yeah, so, well, I'm glad. And then you hit it hard too with Space to Space.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Thank you so
it was so vulnerable of you in that song. What was the origin story to that one? Because it's so deep.
Yeah, I think, you know, when the pandemic hit, and I think everybody can like relate to possibly like periods of extreme isolation and stuff, and which I didn't mind. I didn't mind like spending time alone, but I just found myself reflecting a lot on my life and like how I was feeling and the uncertainty of kind of moving from space to space.
Okay.
And you know, just kind of like reflecting on everything. And honestly, it just came out of nowhere. I found the beat and it just really hit. Like sometimes you're gonna hear a beat and it like pierces through you, and it just spoke to me, and it, the lyrics just came after that. And but yeah, it was just really like a really uncertain and vulnerable time in my life. And I think I'm still in a place of uncertainty, but I'm more comfortable with that uncertainty, as to, you know, I feel like you have to kind of get accustomed to that feeling of not knowing what's next.
So, yeah. Well, yeah. I think now you have a great team. You released Alba, your latest EP off of Normandy Records.
Yes.
And You know, I know the owner personally. He's a great person. So you're in great hands.
Yes.
And congratulations on your release. It's,
thank you
so the
much.
Release I've been waiting for. I've been playing Juego del Amor a lot on bilingual sounds. Yeah. It's super, super buenísimo.
Yeah,
¿me puedes contar un poco sobre el inicio de Alba y cómo llegaste al nombre Alba? ¿Quién es Alba? ¿Cuándo es Alba? ¿Y qué es Alba?
Sí, entonces Alba es como cuando sale el sol, ¿verdad? Y cuando yo regresé de Berlín en el 2021, estaba como que muy perdida y quería pues crear música nueva, pero quería como experimentar con sonidos más upbeat, dance, y para mí pues escribir en español como que quedó para esas canciones, entonces pues como fluye todo, ¿no? Pero sí, Alba es como que cuando sale el sol y el inicio de algo nuevo, otro día, otra etapa, y pues de ahí salió la inspiración.
Oh, wow, wow. It's such a fun EP.
Thank you.
I just can't wait for more. I know you're like constantly writing as well too.
Yeah.
But I do want to know kind of like your musical start. Like, how did you get into writing songs? Do you remember the first song you ever wrote?
Yeah, I wrote a song when I was like, I think I was like 12, and it was called Sea of Love. I was a very emotional kid. But yeah, I mean, music was always in my life. Like when I was a kid, I actually wanted to be a dancer.
Oh, really?
When I was younger. I was like obsessed with dance, like jazz and hip hop and stuff like that. And then I eventually stopped dancing like early on. But I always loved to be that kid, like singing at like family events or like, you know, it just felt like it fit for me. And I would always like do choir and stuff. And so, yeah, like music was something I always wanted, but I didn't really start taking it seriously until like my late teen years. But yeah, I was like inspired by so many different sounds. You know, I grew up in Mexico, so I had that influence. And then I had, you know, American music influence, and just, yeah, like Amy Winehouse really inspired me to be like a songwriter, because just loved her songwriting. It's out of this world. So yeah, it's just something, music is that one thing that has consistently always been with me my entire life. Like, I don't remember a time in my life where I didn't cling to it or love it or feel passionate about it.
Do you remember the first record you ever listened to that really just like te marcó, like it hit you?
Yeah, so I used to be actually really obsessed with like 50 Cent and and Eminem. So that was like actually the beginning of my love for music. And then it transitioned into, you know, more like Coldplay and Amy Winehouse and blues and Lauryn Hill and that whole journey. But 50 Cent was my
that was
my jam. I remember, you know, watching MTV and always getting excited when, you know, In the Club would come on. And so, you know, watching back when MTV played music videos all the time.
Right. It seems like so long ago.
Yeah. You know, golden years, you know.
It really was. And so now that you released Alba, it's wonderful. What's coming up for you next? And where do you find influence for the new music that you're writing? And what kind of themes are you like trying to encapsulate?
Yeah. So, so I actually have two new singles coming at the beginning of next year, like kind of spread out. But
cool.
So that'll be coming soon. And then I actually next year want to start making my first album, which will be
nice.
Amazing. But the themes I'm kind of going for, you know, I think that like I just finished school. I'm kind of trying to figure out where I'm going to settle. So I think that this album and the projects to come are going to be more about like, you know, self-discovery and, you know, entering into this new time of my life.
So it's just like coming of age
for sure.
That's cool. I want to know a little bit more personal, not super personal, a little bit to know about yourself. What's like one of your top favorite foods? Like if you could have anything right now, what would you go to? Like if there was a food court of anything,
I would go straight for tacos de asada.
Yeah.
Tacos are like, that's my comfort food. That's like where I belong.
Yeah.
If it's not tacos, probably like pasta. Love like fettuccine. I'm a pasta girl. I'm a huge pasta girl. Yeah.
When you when you start your day, are you a coffee person or a tea person, or are you just no caffeine for you?
You know, so I am obsessed with matcha.
Matcha.
And
it's good.
Yeah, it's too good. And the problem is the caffeine is so much for me that I have to like tone it down. But ideally, if I could wake up every day and have just matcha, I would
be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hot or cold?
Oh, man, that's difficult.
The real heart-wrenching questions.
That's like
here.
The hard. You know what? Cold. Cold. I prefer it cold.
Nice. So you've been all over the world, it seems. You've been in Spain, you've been in Berlin, you've lived in Mexico, you were born out here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. If you could settle at this one place, which one of these places that you visited, that you've lived in, would you settle for, like, if it had to be?
Okay, so I'm going to be annoying and give you three places.
Okay.
If I could settle, I would either be in Sao Paulo, Brazil, Berlin, Germany, or Barcelona. Those places. I'm a
but
city
the
girl.
But the top would be Sao Paulo.
The top would be Berlin.
Okay.
The top would be Berlin. Yeah. Yeah. Because Berlin, for me, like, I'm a city girl, but I also love, like, that... I feel like it's just like such a laid there. First of all, there are so many different types of people in that place, but it's just like laid back. And I love the appreciation for music and like art. And like you have, I feel like it's one of the most diverse cities. Like you have like the families, but then you have the corporate, but then you have the music. You have, it's like just all in one. So if I could, Berlin would be, I love you, Berlin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be my place. Yeah.
I've been there like once and it just blew me away.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like there's so much greenery out there.
Oh,
too.
Oh, yeah. And the food.
But no tacos.
No.
They didn't have any tacos. So maybe you might have to consider something else.
Yeah. That's actually, it's so funny. When I was in, I crave takis. Like I'm like addicted. It's kind of bad. I've been eating them since I was like 11. But there's actually this store in Berlin called Latino Point. Uh-huh. So I'll like sneak there sometimes.
Nice.
Yeah,
cool.
And I'll get like takis and like pica fresas and like
just know, all your Mexican
load
favorites.
On them as much as I can and then leave. But yeah, so
awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
Thank
I really
you.
Appreciate you coming here while you're in LA. I wish you a ton of luck with your new album.
Thank you so much.
Send it to me first.
Yes,
I'm,
of course.
I'm
you already
ready
know.
For it.
You already know from
thank
the beginning.
So
yeah.
Yeah. Let's do it. Well,
thank you so much for having me on. It was great.
Yeah. Make sure you check out Aero Phoenix's latest EP, Alba. It's all over streaming platforms. You can hear it on my show, Bilingual Sounds. All her information is down below, and subscribe as well.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Byron Gonzalez. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce. Edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.